your thoughts on that, and that you're the only guy. You don't got many of your teammates going with you.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that, you know, I'm the only one that made it. You know, I can, you know, name a couple guys I think, you know, should have made it. But, you know, it's a blessing. You know, it's a team effort, you know, to be able to send a player off to the Pro Bowl, offensive line, quarterback, just the entire, you know, offense. You know, receivers doing a great job of blocking. My fullback, I have no idea how he didn't make the cut. You know, the numbers he have, you know, I don't think you can find, you know, another fullback that would match, you know. But it feels good. It's a blessing. You know, it's a testament to, you know, to the work I put in. And, you know, so it's a good honor.
Adrian, you sat out most of last year. Do you envision this was a possibility when you knew you were coming back?
Yeah. You know, my vision kind of went past the Pro Bowl, you know, thinking playoffs and Super Bowl, you know. So, you know, I always expect, you know, greatness when I, you know, when I step on the field from myself, you know. So, you know, being named to my 7th Pro Bowl, you know, it's, you know, it's a blessing. But then again, it's like it's almost expected in my mind.
Adrian, there haven't been many teams that have been as successful in a temporary home as you guys have been in TCF. Is there anything about playing in a temporary home that you think might be tough for some teams to have that kind of success?
I don't know. You know, for us, it's been great. You know, kind of take us back to the old school Vikings, you know, of playing outside and having that, you know, outside element attached to it. But, you know, great fans are great fans, you know. So they come out and they support us, you know, whether it's, you know, 10 degrees or 20 degrees, you know. So, you know, it's a wonderful facility there. Especially with the upgrades they made to the field and things like that. And, you know, we made it our home.
Would you rather play outdoors in Minnesota or indoors?
No. I can't wait till next year till we get back indoors.
Now, last time you won a rushing title, I think you bought snowmobiles for the O-line. Mm-hmm. Have they been hitting you up in case you win it again?
they haven't said anything. Earlier this year, they kind of hint. You know, a little bit towards me getting those guys, you know, getting them some gifts. So, you know, we'll see how things pan out.
You got anything in mind, just in case?
No, you know, I'm kind of like out the blue sometimes, and maybe make decisions on things quick. You know, so I'll start thinking about it.
Adrian, what was your reaction to the Beckham situation?
What was my reaction? It was unfortunate, of course. From both sides, you know, I like both of those guys are, you know, great football players in my eyes. You know, it got physical, you know, out there, and to me, you know, the way I play, I like that. You know, both of them did it kind of get out of hand, you know, maybe on one play each. Yeah, you know, but my personal opinion, I don't think it warranted a suspension. That's my one opinion, you know. You know, so, and you know, it is what it is. You know, I had the opportunity to reach out to the young guy, Odell, and tell him, hey, you know, just learn from it. And, you know, just keep your head up.
You called him?
I texted him.
What's his loss going to mean for the Giants, you think, Adrian, in that game, if he's not reinstated?
I saw Eli Manning. He's their best player. So, you know, it hurts them.
Will you guys be scoreboard watching before the game just to see if things pan out? You know, Green Bay game may not be as important, or it could be even more important.
You know, what time do they play, you know?
It's
12 o'clock, I think.
12, yeah.
Green Bay's at 3.
It's at 3? Yeah, I probably won't be focusing on it too much, you know. I'm sure, I'm not going to lie to you, you know, I'm sure I'm look at the phone and see, you know, or if it's on TV somewhere and we haven't left to get ready for the game, I'll be scanning, you know, so, but I'm trying to focus in on getting this W against New York. You know, we're in position to control our own destiny, you know, so I don't want to depend on anyone else.
Mike Zimmer just talked about something similar that, you know, he doesn't really want to back in even if you don't need to win the two games. Do you think that it's important to going to be surging as you go into the playoffs?
Yeah, yeah, I do. You know, that's our goal in here is to, you know, win the NFC North. And, you know, we'll do that by taking care of business this week and, you know, getting ready for the opportunity to do that against Green Bay.
You got a favorite Christmas memory that comes to mind when you think about Christmas growing up or the past couple of years, anything?
Favorite Christmas
you can share with us?
Memory. I think when I was, how old was I? Eight or nine. My father got me a go-kart for Christmas. And I think that's where, that's how I learned to drive so well and so fast. You know. But, yeah, that's probably one of my favorite Christmas memories. You know, just having my family around, all my brothers, you know, back home in Palestine, and being surprised with my go-kart.
How was it yesterday, seeing all the smiles on the kids' faces during that event?
It was exciting. And, you know, it was exciting, you know, just to, you know, see those kids just smile and enjoy themselves, you know, go from, you know, having no hopes of, you know, any Christmas presents or any gifts to, you know, have an opportunity to get, you know, 4 or 5 gifts. For Christmas, you know, so, you know, it always feels good to help someone in need and just to see, you know, the kids, you know, show their appreciation and, you know, just to smile. I think some of the kids were more happier about the candy that I was handing out than the actual presents.
As you deal with an ankle injury, how much does a rushing title figure into if you'll play, how much you'll play, how much you want the ball in these last couple of games?
I feel like, hang on, I'm going to go back there. Over under on 22 cuss words. I feel pretty good, you know. I'm going to do what I need to do to get ready for Sunday and, you know, let things play out the way they do. You know, and right now I'm in a good position. I'm not, you know, trying to focus on it too much. I'm just going to go out and do my job, what they asked me to do, and, you know, let the chip fall away, man.
What's your level of confidence? You'll be ready for Sunday?
My level of confidence? I'm pretty confident. I'll be ready to go. You know, so I came back out the second half and kind of, you know, stayed out of series too and kind of smoothed it around and was able to kind of get back out there. And, you know, I felt pretty good. Getting back out there and running on it, you know, and so that was a confident booster for me. So, you know, it's going to be about just, you know, allowing Suge and his staff to do what they do, you know, rest the body up and you know, see how I feel on Sunday.
Hey, Adrian, one thing Coach Zimmer said in his press conference, obviously he loves Teddy, but he thinks he still needs to be more vocal because he's kind of a pleaser. Do you think Teddy needs to be more vocal? Because he's just such a nice guy by nature, you know, call players out if need be or what?
I don't know. I think that might be something a coach would, you know, sit back and absorb and, you know, and see. I think he'd do a good job of, you know, commanding the huddle, you know, saying things to guys when needed. But I haven't just really just focused in on him like that to see what he needs to do better as far as being vocal.
I don't know if this was asked before, but do you feel vindicated with the Pro Bowl nod that the critics who were saying you're too old or a year off wasn't going to benefit you this year?
Vindicated? Not at all, to be honest with you. You know, I expect greatness from myself, you know, so. You know, the critics will say, hey, he's 30. The critics will say, oh, he's, you know, he had a year off or, you know, just want me to fail because of, you know, their opinion of me. You know, here I am, you know, and I'm blessed. And, you know, God has had me covered, and he just continues to show that he's covering me. So, you know, I'll just allow people to continue to think what they want.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Adrian.
Appreciate it.